Morning Tamidim. I want to share a few nekudas. We had this chus, this past Shabbos, to spend with a few, close to 2,000 mechanchim and mechanchis at the Torah Mesorah Convention, and there's a few nekudas that we spoke about. And I think that if we speak to mechanchim and mechanchis about it, some nekudas are important for the Tamidim to hear as well. And I hope that it can help everyone. There was an incident that happened in the yeshiva. I don't use names when I repeat incidents. But there was an incident. A Talmud came to say he has to speak to something that's on his mind and he needs to discuss it. And the Talmud asks as follows. Rebbe, I come to yeshiva every day. I don't have a choice. I'm forced to come to yeshiva. I work hard and I come. Rebbe also comes to yeshiva every day. Rebbe also works hard. Rebbe also doesn't have a choice. Yet Rebbe gets paid and I don't. So the Talmud couldn't understand why is it that Rebbe has to come to yeshiva and comes to yeshiva and works hard and gets paid to come, where the Talmud has to come to yeshiva, he works hard, and he doesn't get paid. Now, if I would ask the Talmidim to raise your hand, let me know if you feel the question is a valid question, probably many hands are going to be raised. Many of you probably think along the same lines, you know, like why? If I would ask the adults, if anyone thinks this question is completely an inappropriate question, everyone will raise their hand. So here you have something where the child, in his mind, it just doesn't make any sense. And the adult's mind, the question is so it's such an inappropriate question to ask. So where is the disconnect? Where is the disconnect between the child and the adult? And I said that we're living in a generation that children are quite independent. Back in the day, as a child, we needed to get something, we needed to go shopping, we needed to buy something, we needed to go to the grocery store. You needed a parent. A parent had to take you there. Today, most boys bike, have a scooter, have an electric thing. Most boys could go from place to place if they need something. Now, we also had bikes growing up. But the bike was used to go around the block, to go around the block once, to go around the block twice. The bike wasn't used to buy things, to sell things, to pick up a cup of coffee on the way, to pick up a Danish on the way. The bikes weren't, but that wasn't our role. Set up another story. The first day in yeshiva, we had this chus, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that we made chasana that day. First day in yeshiva. So I davened in the shul on the east coast where the chasana was. And I felt, you know what? I'm making chasana that night. It was on Rosh Chodesh. I want to buy myself an aliyah. I need siyata d'shmaya. I want to be able to see the letters in the Torah. I'll make a bracha. I felt that it's appropriate to buy myself an aliyah. I come to shul, and the gabbai sells $5 aliyah. So I go to 10. Someone else goes to 15. I go to 20. Next person goes to 25. So I'm looking, who am I bidding against? And I look, and he's bar mitzvah already? It was a child. He was wearing a hat. He was bidding against me. So I thought to myself, if a child is bidding for the aliyahs and he's up to $25 already, it could be Zechiev. And if he's Zechiev, then I'm not going to take the aliyah. So he won the aliyahs at $25. They call up Kohen, Ein Kan Kohen, Yamoid. So it's Rosh Chodesh. So he has 4 aliyahs now that he can give. Now it's the first day of school, so his whole class, they were full of bachurim in that minyan. So he walks over to one boy, You take the first aliyah? And the boy says, no, I don't want aliyah. Okay, goes over to the second boy. To make a long story short, he found 4 of his friends to get aliyahs, and he was the one giving out aliyahs to his friends. Now, growing up, did we ever, a boy, have a havamin of buying the aliyahs in shul? Maybe for a joke, if the gabbai would say something, you'd go like this, but nothing more than that. So now, my bar plukta, my competitor is this young child that's either in 7th or 8th grade trying to buy friends by giving them aliyahs. No one was a chiyev there. Now, sometimes people want to buy friends, but he's my competitor. So we're now on the same level. There was never such a concept that a child buys aliyahs. Something shifted. So now the child can go from place to place. The child can go to school, back home from school, pick himself up pizza. Pick him up. Never thought about that. A child doesn't go to the pizza store without a parent. You don't go to the bakery store without a parent. So there's certain boundaries that there were that certain things only the adults do, and certain things only the child does. The generation has shifted. Today, the child can do many more things, and they almost feel as if the child and the adult are equal. So if I come to school and you come to school, why do you get paid and I don't come? We're equal. So we're not changing the generation. I say that's the fact. Recently, there's a parent. Parent came home. They come to the front doorstep, and there's boxes, a whole bunch of boxes. And they look at the boxes. Amazon dropped off. So the mother comes home and asks the husband, did you order these things from Amazon? He says, no, I didn't order anything from Amazon. So they come onto the supper table. They say, I don't know where this is. So the 11-year-old child says, oh, I ordered it. He says, you ordered it? What? Oh, I just needed a few things. I needed a few things for school. I needed a few things of clothing. So the Amazon account is open on the computer. I just ordered whatever I needed. That's such a boundaries crossing. We never went shopping as a kid. The adult went and shopped for the child. So today, there is almost no difference between the child and the adult. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us the concept of boundaries. Avraham Avinu's level of chesed was unlimited. Anyone that wanted to come in to eat, anyone that wanted, he didn't discriminate whether the person really needs it or the person doesn't need it. If the person is a righteous person, the person is not a righteous person, anyone that came to Avraham Avinu's tent got fed. So Rav Naftali Amsterdam from the says over B'Shem the Chassam Sofer. Some of you may have heard this before. The Chassam Sofer says, when there is no boundaries, it could lead to terrible things. It could lead to dangerous things. Therefore, when we say, Mogen Avram, B'chor Choisman, why only Mogen Avram and not Mogen Yitzchak and Mogen Yaakov? Because Avram Avinu needed a Shmiri Yisera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He needed an extra protection. Because his heart was so full of wanting to help, so passionate to do chesed, he didn't discriminate, he didn't have a boundary, you yes and you not. Whenever you don't have a boundary, you need a shmiri, you say from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect you, to be protected. One more, that was when it came to chesed. When it came to chinuch, listen to what Rabbi Yeruchim says in this week's parsha. Rabbi Yeruchim says that Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, you call everything that Sarah tells you, listen to her, and he had to send away Yishmael from home. So he packed up Yishmael and Hagar, a doggy bag that they should have. He took bread and he took a pitcher of water and he gave it to Hagar and said, go, leave my house. So Rashi says an important part here. Avram Avinu was very, very rich. He was very wealthy. So if he's sending away his child, why only send bread and water? He could have sent gold and silver, whatever they needed. Hey, take as much as money as you need and just leave. Rashi says, Lechem v'chem asmayim v'loy chesav v'zohov. He didn't send them along with chesav v'zohov. L'fi shoyo sonoy al shiyetze l'tar b'sra. He went out to Tar b'sra. He needed to discipline Hagar and Yishmael, Zok Reb Yeruchim, that when Avram Avinu needed to discipline when it came to chinuch, he went against his nature. His nature was to give and give and give. That was his nature. Chesed was to give and give and give. And he had what to give. But at this point, when it comes to discipline, no. I'm not sending you along with Kesav Azov. I'm only sending you what you need to live. Lechem and Chem Esmayim. Sometimes we have to give a consequence to the Talmud. Rabbi Yeruchim says, learn from Avraham Avinu. Not always does it have to be sugar-coated. Not always does it have to be, you know what, you're such a tzaddik. You targeted ABC. We're not going to give you the detention. We're not going to give you... Sometimes, yes, you have to serve that detention because it's for your good. It's for you to learn the concept of a boundary. For you to learn accountability. Otherwise, you don't understand. There's no boundary. One more piece where you see that boundary, and I may have repeated it once. Beautiful book from Shimshon Pinkus. Shimshon Pinkus says that we're going to get to the Makkos. When it came to the Makkos of Barot, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi that tomorrow... Barad is going to come. Sarat Srita, Rashi brings down a Medrash Rabbah, where the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu drew a line and said, tomorrow when the sun is going to shine at this line, that's when the Barad is going to start coming down. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus and the Be'er Yosef, Rav Yosef Salanta asked the same question. I don't understand. If Barad is coming down, hail is coming down the next day, usually when it rains, it's cloudy. If it's cloudy, the sun is not shining. So what's the purpose of making a line on the wall that the sun is going to shine? There won't be any sun. It's cloudy outside. It's raining. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus, what's the purpose of clouds? Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu make such a thing that there should be clouds when it's raining? when it rains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the Shari Shamayim. He opens up Shamayim to be Mashpia Bracha, Geshem. Geshem is Bracha, to send Bracha to the world. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up Shamayim to bring Bracha on the world, there has to be a separation, a mechitza, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down by Kabbalah Sotayr, it says, Ha'amam Choshech HaRafal, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mechitza, a very strong mechitza. Sometimes the mechitza is there to make closer. It's a separation to make it closer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come close to Klal Yisrael. You have to have that mechitza, that separation, so that Anon is a separation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing Baro to Mitzrayim, it wasn't Gishmei Bracha. It was destruction. It was to destroy Mitzrayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the Shari Shemayim to give something to the world, and there is no mechitza, that's when destruction is coming. When there's no boundary, it's destruction. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was destroying Mitzrayim, there was no clouds out there. There was no need for clouds, because it wasn't coming for something that's bracha. So when there is a mashpia and there's a makabal. Mashpia is someone that gives, and makabal is the one that takes. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, something to the world, there has to be a boundary, there has to be a separation between the mashpia and the makabal. That's the only way the mashpia can be mashpia over the makabal, when we understand the separation. If the Mashpia and the Makabal feel like they're on the same level, that brings destruction. So Rabbi Isai, what we said at the convention was one conversation. But what I'm saying to the Talmidim is to understand, there's a concept of a hierarchy. There's a concept of a Talmud. There's a concept of a Rebbe. There's a concept of a parent. And then there's a concept of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If we understand that there's different levels, sometimes a Rebbe will tell you something, but I don't understand. It's not expected of you to understand, because in your developmental age, it's not meant for you to understand yet. When the adults were your children, were your age, we didn't either understand. Not today that we became much smarter. We gained a lot of experience. From the experience, we become smarter. So there is a child asking a Rebbe, I don't understand why. That's a boundaries crossing. You're not meant to understand why. You can't understand yet. If a Rebbe tells you something, not because the Rebbe wants you to suffer, it's because the Rebbe is being mechanech you. I don't understand. Well, why do I have to? I shall hope you don't understand. We once had a Talmud that came to apply in Yeshiva, and he was in 6th or 7th grade. He knew Tanakh by heart. He knew the entire Tanakh by heart. He would say any pasuk, and he would continue on. He didn't know Gemara. So he knew much more than I know. We couldn't accept him in the Yeshiva. We couldn't accept him here. It will be a boundaries crossing. His level of knowledge isn't appropriate. It's not appropriate for a boy his age. So he needs a specialized program. He could grow up to be a big guy, but not here. So sometimes, yes, the kids could be smarter than some adults. It's possible. Yet that boundary, that the adult has more experience, the adult went through a certain level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every child to have that hierarchy. The adults, then we have to be makabal. We have to accept. Even if we're living in a generation, what's the difference? The adult and the child, both can do everything. Why do I need an adult in my life? Yes, we all need it. And that's what Avraham Avinu taught us. There is boundaries. When it comes to chesed, we want to do, yes. I'm not going to say anyone should do chesed to everyone and anyone. I always say, you don't have to be everyone's friend, but you have to be friendly to everyone. And if we will have the proper boundary, we'll understand that we don't have to understand the adult. But only because the adult told us, you have a question, yeah, I have no problem if you come back to me and ask me, and I'll try to explain it. But b'shas ma'is, if an adult tells you to do something, we do it because the adult is the one that's on a higher level. And the one that's on a higher level, we follow their instruction. That's how we can reach a level of Yerushalayim, of understanding a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because we understand that we're not equal. The more boundaries we set, the more bracha comes in our lives. Yashar Koach.